Well, we've got all of your music news this Monday.
Sup, girl? You know, it's Mixtape Monday, right? So I made you this special mix just for you.
Just another Mixtape Monday. Oh, oh. Wish it was Monday. Oh, it is. Just another Mixtape Monday.
Mixtape Monday.
You mentioned this earlier in the show. It looks like a third of the iTunes top 100 are oldies.
Songs that we wouldn't necessarily think are in the top 100 in 2022.
I love this song. Ronnie Spector, maybe, because didn't she just die?
Yes.
So maybe that's got something to do with it.
And see, some of those you can explain. Some of them we can say, oh, the Ronettes, of course. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Ronettes, of course, because Ronnie Spector just passed away. She made all the headlines. A lot of people like you think to themselves, I love this song. I absolutely brings back some great memories. But here's another one that I don't understand. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen The Rain? At number 17 on the list of the top 100 songs on iTunes? I wonder if this is a little bit like Netflix and their, you know, top 10 that shows up when you think to yourself, who in the world is still watching Virgin River? Come on. Can't be that. Nobody's watching that anymore. Or Coco Melon or whatever the name is.
I just connected a couple of dots.
Okay.
Again, I started my morning off going to the wrong airport, so this might not shock you.
So you're working in third gear today.
But I just realized Ronnie Spector sings Be My Baby, and that's why Eddie Money says and Take Me Home Tonight, just like Ronnie said, Be My Little Baby. I never connected those two things. I thought Ronnie just sang on that track.
That's a great...
Did you know?
No.
Okay.
See, you're smarter than all of us. You're working on a different plane.
It's right. Revelation Monday.
All right. I feel good about this.
You're micro-dosing over there or something like that and seeing folds
like
in the universe that no one else can see. That's pretty amazing. Well, good for you. Good for you. Look at you. Now my computer locked up, so I can't play anything. But Kanye. Mm. Kanye's got some problems. He's called out Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson on his new track called Easy. He throws some shade at his soon-to-be ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, makes multiple allusions to their high-profile divorce. He says, Mr. Narcissist, tell me about my arrogance. No more counseling. I don't negotiate with therapists, claiming that that he and Kim are having the best divorce ever.
Hmm. That's a weird flex. We're having the best divorce ever.
I guess. Pete Davidson is also linked in all of this. Said, of course, we've seen Pete Davidson linked to Kim Kardashian over the last couple of weeks. He says, quote, God saved me from that crash just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Mm, clever.
What is it, though?
No.
Is it really clever? I feel like that's not, that's not very clever.
I feel like I don't want to know any more about certain relationships that I feel like we've been hit over the head with in recent weeks. Like this... Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson thing, the Machine Gun Kelly situation.
Oh, with
Megan Fox. There's just things I don't care to know about, and I feel like you can't get away from these headlines or the memes or anything.
Well, let me say this. I know that you're not a huge Kanye fan in terms of there are bigger Kanye fans out there than you, but he is apparently working on some new music with Moneybagg Yo.
Okay.
And it's going to be for Donda 2.
Okay.
Because we couldn't get enough of Donda the original, we're having a sequel driven by Kanye.
He was very close with his mother.
I know, but two full movies or albums, concert albums or whatever it is.
Celine Dion has canceled her upcoming North American tour. She says it's continued recovery from recent health issues. She made the announcement over the weekend.
The North American leg of the Courage World Tour was scheduled to begin in March in Denver and run through the end of April.
They said she's recently been treated for severe and persistent muscle spasms. That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. This also caused the postponement of the opening of the Vegas residency back in October. I am heartbroken by this, she said. My team and I have been working on our new show for the past 8 months. And to not be able to open this November saddens me beyond words. She wrote with a French-Canadian accent.
How old is she now?
Oh.
I'll look it up.
Mid-50s, I'm guessing. I'd say 56.
53.
Okay. The low mid-50s, if that's...
She's a very slight woman, isn't she?
Oh, she's bony. Yeah. You can say bony.
Okay.
It's a very...
I don't want to put anyone down or sound pejorative about a woman's body.
She is being... celebrated.
But as you get up in age, you know, you gotta keep some fat on you. You know what I mean?
Well, for warmth, if for nothing else, right? There's a new Celine Dion movie coming out that I've seen a commercial for, and I don't know if it's one of those streaming service products or what, but that should be coming out and be interesting because it's all about her and Rene.
He's dead.
I know, but I'm sure there's probably a sad part. Thanks for blowing the ending of the movie for me. God.
It's like that Eddie Money song.
Isn't it always like that Eddie Money song? All right, when we come back, a little bit of this musical experiment that I tried on myself last week. I found something out about the human brain. Or I found something out about my human brain.
Look at us digging deep today. Oof. Don't tell us we don't bring it on a Monday.
Gary and Shannon will continue with our mixtape Monday. We come back.
Britney Spears is
letting it all hang out.
Yes, that's one way of putting it. She is posing nude quite a bit on Instagram. They say it's to get at her family, to lash out at her family for shock value, that her family has been horrified about things she's done in the past, and this is her getting revenge for the conservatorship that she was under for 13 years. Her sister did an interview last week on ABC News to promote her new book, Things I Should Have Said, and accused Britney of screaming and cursing at her. Accused Britney of bringing a knife into a room at one point when she was a child. It is a very public, just gross family fight to see play out. And the media needs to stop doing its role.
I guess Britney took to Instagram and said, my family ruined my dreams 100 billion % and tried to make me look like the crazy one. My family loves to pull me down and hurt me always, so I am disgusted with them. Yikes.
Yikes is right.
Man. Pope Francis likes the music. He apparently left the Vatican at one point to visit a record store and got a mystery CD.
A mystery CD?
Yeah.
How do you as the Pope go to a record store, make a purchase, and nobody knows about it?
The owner of...
Do you think it was My Love Grows Where Rosemary Goes?
The owner of Stereo Sound is the name of the store, record store in Rome. Tiziana Esposito said he was here for maybe 20 minutes, just time for us to have a chat. It was an honor. It was very emotional. He is a great person, a simple man, but marvelous. He used to come here before he became Pope, back when he was the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, when he was just visiting Rome. And they said that this time we gave him a present, a CD, but I'm not telling anyone what it was.
Hmm.
So maybe that's how they keep it a secret. He was also seen holding a vinyl record as he left the store, of which the other owner said, it's a gift we gave him, a record of classical music. So.
Tell me about your mental experiment.
So I've noticed this thing about my brain, and tell me if you experienced this as well. There are certain songs that take you back to a time and place very specifically.
Yes.
Right? Some of those 80s songs, especially that I remember hearing, take me back to a time and place, high school, early college in the early 90s, that sort of stuff. And do you remember Candyman's Knockin' Boots?
Do I? I love that. That's 1993?
Before that. I would say it was 90 or 91 when it first came out, at least. And I remember listening to the radio, sitting in the dorms, and that song would come on. And everybody listened to the same station there. And we would all turn up that song as loud as we possibly could on our stereos in the dorm.
It's a euphemism.
For what?
Sex.
Oh. see, I thought it was about cowboy dancing. Now I feel dirty. Anyway, but those, like, those specific memories that come with specific songs. So what I wanted to do was this, and this is what prompted it. This, I listen to this album every once in a while, Mumford & Sons Delta. It's their latest out or last album that came out a few years ago. And I listened to this song. This is the first song on the album. And it takes me directly right back to, this is an easy one. It takes me back to the concert that I saw. I saw them in concert in Nashville.
Where do I turn to when there's no choice to make?
And the way that they did this song and other songs in that concert were some of the most amazing visuals that I've ever seen in a concert, because they did it in the round, for one thing. The stage was directly in the middle of the arena. And they had, like, giant cheesecloth screens all around the arena, all pointed different directions, different sizes, etc. And they had cameras on the band members and then broadcast those images up onto this cheesecloth in, like, sepia tone, black and white. It was an amazing, amazing visual. And I remember specifically where we were, our perspective to the stage, the images themselves, etc. And I only heard that song once. So what I did this week was, or last week when I was on my way to baseball camp, to my fantasy camp, is I picked one song. My computer doesn't cooperate. I'm gonna be pissed. I picked one song to play, or I started an album the moment I would leave the hotel and walk to the stadium, which is about a 15, maybe 20 minute walk.
Ah, so you're trying to plant this in your brain so you can remember being at fantasy camp.
Exactly.
Got it.
It's like the silly mental game that I was trying to do, and it worked.
Oh, good.
But the computer didn't. So let me see if I can.
Was it My Love Grows Where Rosemary Goes?
No, it was not.
Okay. Was it Knockin' Boots?
It was not Knockin' Boots
by
Candyman.
Was it Bump and Grind?
This is great. Great computer system we got here. We're just going to wait in silence until it comes up, I suppose.
We'll tell John and Ken that they can stand down because we're doing our mental experiments in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was going to be a beautiful moment. I could feel it.
We can edit it in post.
We can talk about the sunrise.
Yeah.
At the baseball fields.
Well, I showed you the picture of one of those sunrises.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful weather all week. Mm-hmm. And, okay, I guess it's not going to happen.
I'm sorry that was how your journey ended.
All right. So every once in a while, we play a bumper here on this show.
Yes.
By Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Okay.
It's called Son of a Bitch.
Okay.
And it's a good kind of a country rock kind of a...
How does it go?
Well, I don't... Listen. That's a son of a bitch!
We play that on the station?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It doesn't come up all the time, but it comes... Anyway, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats are out with a new album. See, this is the best part of radio. When it doesn't work. and they're out with a new album that came out, I believe, in November, and it's called Future. And I would start that, I would start it as soon as I left the doors of the hotel. 15, 20 minutes later, I'm walking into the clubhouse at Scottsdale Stadium to put on my baseball uniform. So I'd get through the first 4.5, maybe 5 songs of this album. And now when I listen to it, I can picture walking through Old Town Scottsdale and the restaurants and the old build or the stores that are closed because it's 7 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning.
That's interesting that you say that, because I have this with 49er games. Like, if there's certain songs that they would play at the home games when there was, like, a great defensive stand or something like that. And I can tell you what season. Like, when that song comes on, yeah. I remember, like, that 98 season with Terrell Owens and Steve Mariucci. And I remember they played the next episode. And, like, I can remember when I was in Dallas yesterday, a couple of those songs came on, and it must just be like for football team, they all must share the same hype songs. You know what I mean? Well, there's certain songs where I was like, okay, this was the 2011 season. This is when Alex Smith beat Drew Brees in that shootout, and they played this song, and this was their rallying song. And now that's how I feel about Super Gremlin.
Well, again, there's only a handful of songs where you can actually do that with some of that stuff. Here you go. This is the first song that would play as I would walk out of the hotel. So it's sunrise, very little traffic.
You're in your outfit?
No, I'm not in my outfit. I'm wearing sweats.
Oh. You don't put on the outfit till you get to the clubhouse?
That's what baseball players do.
Do you guys all get naked together and dress?
Do we all get naked together and dress?
Yeah, in the outfits.
You know how? No, there was never one point where I was standing buck naked in front of.
But you were in your underwear.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Is it weird to see strange men in their underwear?
Well, if I'm looking for them, yes, that's strange. But I just they happen to be there.
Right.
Have you never spent time in a locker room at all?
No. I mean, yeah, but.
But with your clothes on.
With my clothes on. Petros just getting back to us topically. He says, I now have a normal backpack for 9 years.
Oh.
Not a My Little Pony backpack.
Well, in the screenplay I've been working on, he's going to keep the backpack.
Okay.
All right.
John and Ken Show coming up next. Don't you love coming in here? Doesn't it just make your day?
Mixed feelings. coming up, we're going to have the father of the girl who got killed at the furniture store.
Yeah.
She
went to my kid's school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They knew of her, didn't know her personally, though.
Oh, my God.
Dad has spoken out to Fox News. So we're going to talk about that. Between that and the nurse that got killed down in Los Angeles, I mean, it's just got to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just too much.